Governor Nixon began his annual end-of-session press conference by accusing GOP leaders of signing off on a, quote, grab bag of incentives for fast food restaurants, power companies, personal seat licenses, dry cleaners, and other business interests. He told reporters that the tax breaks would carve nearly $500 million out of next year's budget.
They are so far out of balance here and are not regarding the fiscal health of this state. They didn't even come close here, folks. This is not any of these folks that go around and say they passed a balanced budget. They're not being honest with their constituents. This isn't even close.
Nixon also told reporters that in the coming weeks, he will review what actions he'll take, whether vetoes, budget cuts, or both. He also criticized lawmakers for overriding his veto of the tax cut bill, which he says will, quote, blast a huge hole in future state budgets. GOP House Speaker Tim Jones, meanwhile, touted the tax cut as historic.
That will finally allow Missouri families and businesses to keep more of their hard-earned dollars, to allow workers to keep more of their own wages, to help small business owners, mom-and-pop shops all across our state have a great business climate to create more jobs.
The GOP majority also fended off every effort to expand Medicaid. Jolie Justice of Kansas City is the top Democrat in the Senate.
It's something that businesses, hospitals, poverty advocates, folks all across the state have gathered together and said, this is something that we can do, and I hope that we'll continue to work on that issue.
Meanwhile, Republican leaders also touted the passage of legislation aimed at easing the burden of Missouri's student transfer law. While Governor Nixon and Democrats in the House criticized the provision that will allow some students to transfer from failing public schools to private non-sectarian schools, it's one of at least two bills that the governor is expected to veto. The other would require a 72-hour waiting period before a woman could have an abortion. The current waiting period is 24 hours. But GOP leaders didn't get everything they wanted this year. They gave up on attempts to pass paycheck protection and to require voters to show photo IDs at the polls. And during the final hour of the 2014 session, Senate Democrats successfully blocked a bill that would have nullified federal gun control laws in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.